light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Make Money in Any Market. By Jim Cramer distills decades of Wall Street experience into a highly practical guide for investors who want to thrive in both bull and bear markets. Rather than focusing on short-term tips or hot stock picks, Cramer explains how to think like a disciplined, opportunity-seeking investor who can adapt as economic and market conditions change. He shows how to analyze businesses, decode market psychology, and build a strategy that works whether prices are surging, sliding, or moving sideways. The book blends plain-spoken lessons, case studies from Cramer's own wins and mistakes, and actionable frameworks that readers can apply immediately to their portfolios. It is written in an accessible, conversational style, yet it does not shy away from the realities of risk, volatility, and emotion. This is a handbook for investors who want to move beyond guesswork and headlines toward a repeatable process for making money across the full market cycle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding market cycles and regimes. A central theme of how to make money in any market is that markets move in recognizable cycles and regimes, and your strategy must shift with them. Cramer explains that there are bull markets, bear markets, and confusing sideways periods, each driven by different forces such as interest rates, earnings growth, inflation, and investor sentiment. Instead of treating every environment the same, he urges investors to learn the basic macro signals that influence market tone, including Federal Reserve policy, economic data trends, and sector rotation. The book illustrates how ignoring these background conditions leads to holding the wrong kinds of stocks at the wrong time, even if the businesses themselves are solid. Cramer offers rules of thumb for identifying when the market favors growth over value, cyclical companies over defensives, or vice versa. By understanding market regimes, readers can adjust position sizes, risk tolerance, and sector exposure, positioning themselves to capture upside while reducing avoidable drawdowns during hostile periods. Secondly, stock selection and company fundamentals. Cramer dedicates substantial attention to the art of stock picking grounded in company fundamentals, not hype. He walks readers through the key financial metrics and business drivers that matter most, such as revenue growth, margins, balance sheet strength, and cash flow. The book emphasizes understanding what a company actually does, where it sits in its industry, and how it makes money, rather than simply reacting to price charts or headlines. Cramer explains how to read earnings reports, conference call commentary, and analyst estimates to detect whether a story is improving or deteriorating. He highlights the importance of management quality, competitive advantage, and durable demand for products and services. The book also covers valuation, teaching readers to distinguish between reasonably priced growth and dangerously expensive speculation. Through real-world examples from different sectors, Cramer shows how disciplined fundamental analysis helps investors avoid traps, identify mispriced opportunities, and build conviction to hold winners through volatility. Thirdly, risk management, discipline, and position sizing. Beyond picking the right stocks, Cramer argues that risk management and discipline are what separate long-term winners from victims of market swings. He lays out practical rules for position sizing so that no single stock can destroy a portfolio, even if it unexpectedly collapses. The book stresses the importance of diversification across sectors, themes, and types of stocks, while warning against over-diversification that dilutes returns. Cramer teaches readers to set realistic exit strategies, including when to trim positions after big gains, when to cut losses, and how to avoid emotional decisions driven by fear or greed. He explains why averaging down blindly can be dangerous, and when it can be justified by improving fundamentals. The book also explores the psychological traps investors fall into, such as anchoring to past prices or refusing to admit mistakes. By adopting clear rules and a consistent process, readers learn to protect capital, stay in the game during turbulent markets, and compound returns more steadily over time. Fourthly, tactical strategies for bull, bear, and sideways markets. The promise embedded in the title, How to Make Money in Any Market, is addressed through a set of tactical strategies tailored to different environments. In bull markets, Kramer encourages leaning into strength, letting winners run, and emphasizing growth companies with accelerating earnings. However, he warns against chasing parabolic moves or ignoring valuation. In bear markets, the focus shifts to capital preservation, upgrading portfolio quality, favoring defensive sectors like consumer staples and utilities, and using market weakness to gradually accumulate high conviction names at discounted prices. For choppy range-bound markets, Kramer suggests more trading-oriented tactics, such as buying near support, selling into strength, and making selective sector bets driven by shifts in sentiment or macro data. Throughout, he emphasizes that investors do not have to be fully invested at all times. Holding cash and being patient is a valid strategy. These tactical approaches give readers a toolkit to adapt, instead of being paralyzed, when conditions inevitably change. Lastly, building a personal game plan and long-term mindset, Kramer concludes by helping readers knit together the book's concepts into a personal game plan that fits their goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. He underscores that there is no single perfect strategy. What matters is having a coherent plan you can stick with through both euphoria and panic. The book encourages investors to define clear objectives, such as wealth building for retirement, funding future education, or supplementing income. From there, Kramer explains how to align asset allocation, stock selection, and trading frequency with those objectives. He advocates for ongoing education, journaling investment decisions, and regularly reviewing portfolios for thesis drift. A long-term mindset is critical. Instead of reacting to every headline, investors are taught to focus on business performance and multi-year trends. By building a personalized framework, readers can use the book not as a one-time manual, but as a reference for continual improvement in their investing journey, increasing the odds of compounding wealth across many different market climates. In conclusion, How to Make Money in Any Market is best suited for individual investors who are serious about improving their decision-making, whether they are relative beginners or have years of experience but lack a consistent framework. If you have ever felt whipsawed by market volatility, confused by conflicting financial news, or unsure when to buy, hold, or sell, this book offers clear structure and practical rules you can apply immediately. It can benefit your life by helping you protect hard-earned savings, avoid common pitfalls, and approach investing with greater confidence and discipline. Unlike many books that focus narrowly on either trading tricks or long-term slogans, Kramer combines fundamental analysis, macro awareness, and behavioral insights into an integrated approach that works across different environments. You should choose this book over generic investing guides because it is grounded in real market experience, filled with actionable tactics, and specifically designed to help you navigate both good times and bad, so you can build wealth more consistently over the long run. If you would like to support Jim Kramer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.